produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, everybody. It is Reverend Carla Olds, and I am so glad you all have joined me today for Wisdom, Pearls of Wisdom, Wisdom and Pearls, and Pearls with Carla. So glad you joined us today. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you have joined us. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are, we're so glad you joined us. So you all remember last month we talked about transition and how transition changes. And I have a lady that's going to come on with us today, very special lady. And she's going to talk to us about transition, how to handle transition, and she's going to share with us her personal story of some transitions that have taken place in her life. I highly respect her. I have seen her videos every couple of weeks or once a week or so she'll come on. I have seen her do Motivation Mondays. And let me tell y'all, if you could see her in person, she will just walk in a room and light the room up, let me tell y'all. So we're going to pray, and then I'm going to introduce you to the one and only Queen of Hearts, Lady Cheryl Jones. Hold on 1 second. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you, Lord God, first of all, we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your grace, your love, your peace, and your mercy, dear God. Right now, God, we ask that you just settle our spirits, Lord. Whatever is going on inside of us, Lord God, right now we ask that you just calm the calamity, Lord. Give us peace. Give us wisdom. Allow us to receive what you would have for us to receive right now, Lord. Lord, use us for your glory, Lord. We are vessels to be molded by you, Lord God. Give us the right words to say so that your word and your glory will be magnified throughout the land. We thank you for Josie Hopkins and Josie's Inspirations, and we thank you for Kayla and Kayla Padgett Radio, Lord God. We ask that you go before us, make the crooked places straight, Lord God, and be with us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Lady Cheryl.
Yes.
Are you there, Lady Cheryl? You ready, yes. Lady Cheryl?
I am ready. I am ready. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I love to share and to empower people to live their best life, like Oprah says all the time, y'all. We have to live our best life. So first and foremost, I just want to tell everybody, let's have an audacious August. We just started a new month today. So we need to just pick up the bandwagon and go with it and know that we're going to walk in our power, y'all. And if you haven't been walking in your power, now is the time, because we are warriors for God, and God only wants those strong warriors, y'all. So I'm just so excited to be here. So excited.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, if y'all didn't notice, the lovely Cheryl is currently living in Dallas, Texas. Cheryl, are you originally from Dallas?
I am. I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas, and I meet very few of us. It's like, I don't know where everybody from Dallas moved to, but booming with people from other places. So I just love meeting new people and just, you know, getting to know other people. But, yep, Dallas is my home.
And where did you attend high school, and did you matriculate and go to college? Because you do social work, some type of social work, right?
Oh, yeah. I went to Health Professions High School. Now they, what is it called now? I think all of the magnets are in one school, and it's called Townview. Yeah, so I would have, now I would have went to Townview, but they had all of the magnets. It was law magnet, health magnet, arts magnets. All of those magnets were separated when I went to school. Then I ended up graduating from UTD, which is out in Richardson. That's where
now
I graduated.
What's UTD? You have to tell everybody, what's UTD?
Oh, yeah. University of Texas at Dallas. In Texas, we have a whole University of Texas system, and there are colleges all around in Austin, Arlington, Richardson. They are all around the state. So it's a UT system, University of Texas system. Oh, very big
college.
Now,
what was your major in college?
My major was psychology, and I absolutely love psychology and the workings of the brain. I really, really do. And social behavior, you know, because we are a product of our experiences and the people we meet. I believe that.
Fantastic, fantastic. And so after you finished college, then what did you do? What was next?
Oh, goodness, I've worked everywhere in Dallas. I tell people I've worked at every social service agency in Dallas. I have love having flexibility and having different things to do. So I'm not a person, I've been in my own business now for 15 years. My company will be 16 years in October, but I love to have a variety of things to do. So when I tell people...
Tell us about the company. What's the name of it and what you all do?
Okay, my company name is RodCore. We provide respite care services to individuals with special needs, from adults to children, and it's an awesome field. I've had the contract with the state for, it'll be 16 years in October, so it's a blessing. It is a blessing. And this company was birthed from the death of my special needs son. I had a special needs son that passed away, and I just decided I was going to work in this field and give parents the very best service that I possibly could, because not only am I a caseworker, social worker that's been in the same field for many, many years, but I've also walked in their shoes. I've had a disabled child, so I know what it is. I know what that hurt is, to, you know, from diagnosis to death, basically. So I'm able to help in a totally different way.
And I think there was a saying that says, people don't care what you know until they know that you care.
That's it, exactly.
And people are not going to remember what you say, but remember how they felt when you said what you said.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
How you feel. Well, fantastic. So give us, tell us about the transitions that you would like to talk to us about that you've experienced.
Okay.
And give us some ways that we can cope with our transitions, because we are all going through some type of transition.
All the time. And that's what's so funny. I can't remember who said it. Either you're going through something right now, you just got out of something, or you're about to go into something. And here's the deal, y'all. The sooner that we just accept that, the easier life will become. Because many people want to think that, hey, you know, life is going to be a bed of roses all the time. Life absolutely will not be a bed of roses all the time. But like I tell people, it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond. So the first transition that I had to go through was having, number one, a disabled son, a son that was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. He had pneumonia 22 times. We went through a lot with my son. We went through a lot, and then eventually he passed away. Okay, so that transition alone, y'all, can break a mom. Any mom knows how much you love your child. You know, we're the type of people that, hey, our child can murder somebody and we still going to be right there. No, he didn't do it. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. But many times, you know, because, you know, that's that mother's love. We want to protect our kids. we want to protect our children. But that was the first transition that I had to go through, with the death of my child. And it was difficult. And I spent probably a year just being numb, you know, and not being able to move on. But then here's the deal, y'all. Once God gets into your life and you just say, okay, God, I don't think I'm going to make it through this, you have to totally surrender whatever type of transition you're going through. You have to totally, and I say physically, put your arms in the air and say, God, I give this to you. When you do that, something magical happens. Because guess what happens? Even if you never had the Holy Spirit before, guess what? That Holy Spirit is going to come to you, and it's going to start interceding and working on your behalf. So you can do all things well. So you can lift your head and be a blessing to other people. So I went from that situation to start telling people, okay, let me help the people that's, you know, just now being diagnosed. At Children's Medical Center, they have a unit, and they used to call me all the time when a family would just get diagnosed with their child being disabled. Because just that initial shock. Sometimes, and back then, I could hold people's hands. You know how things are kind of crazy right now. Back then, you know, I'd go and hold their hands. I would be with them and just let them know it's going to be okay. And for me, you know, Billy may not ever be able to talk, y'all. But that doesn't mean you can't communicate with Billy. That doesn't mean he can't talk to you through his eyes. That doesn't mean that, hey, you can't hug him real tight. You know, my son never walked. He never talked. But he was the most handsome little boy there was, and his smile could light up a room, y'all. And so I tell people, my dad used to always say, use what you got, use what you got, use what you got. And that just became so apparent to me as I look back at my son Adrian's life. Yeah, he used what he had, and his little, you know, self and everything that went on with him, he was able to leave a legacy, you know, because from his life and death, I was able to open my company, and I've helped hundreds of families, y'all. But without him going through everything that he went through, I wouldn't be the person that I am. Because what happens to you is going to shape your life. And guess what? You're going to either get bitter or better. And I just pray to God allow you to get better. If you choose to get bitter, that's going to be on you. But God gives every way. There's a blessing in everything, y'all. There's a blessing in everything. So I think the first thing that when I look through everything that I've went through, acceptance is number one. Now it'll be 4 years in October. About 4 years ago, my husband had an allergic reaction to lisinopril blood pressure medication, and he has now has brain damage of 30 to 40% of his whole brain. So he is 100% total care. He is blind. He just has a lot going on, y'all. But what I realized is, once again, it's that acceptance. And will I get bitter or better? Me getting bitter is not helping nobody. Because guess what? Even if I am mad, he still needs to be cared for. He still needs to be fed 3 times a day. He still needs medicine several times a day. He still needs. And what I realized, y'all, it's not what happens to you, it's how you respond. I still am able to smile and enjoy life because I know God doesn't make any mistakes. So this has happened to us for a reason. Now, you guys, I have no idea what the reason is, but what I am going to do is God can trust me to tell this message. He can trust me to let people know, hey, spend every day as though it was your last. What I tell women now that are having problems with their husband, I said, I want you to think real closely and quickly about, is that argument worth it? Because if I want to be a fortune teller, no, I'm serious. And when I tell him, I said, I want to be a fortune teller. And I want to tell you, guess what? Tomorrow evening at 5:30, he's going to be in a car wreck and pass away. Think about that before you have that argument.
You know, and I chuckle because as women, sometimes we can get caught up in some petty mess.
Yep, you're so right.
It's not just he left the toilet seat up. It could be he dropped the ink pen on the floor, or he left a cup on the counter, or a cup on the table. And then, you know, I've shared some of my story with you, then it's like, is it really worth having this whole argument because he left a fork in the sink? You know?
Oh, girl, you're so right.
Is it really worth it? And for a lot of women, especially black women, and I'm going to say in the black church, you pray, you ask God for a husband, and then when God sends you the husband, you nitpicking everything about the husband. And so are we going to nitpick everything, or are we just going to suck it up, put the fork in the dishwasher, or either wash the fork and keep it moving? That's why I kind of chuckled, because is it really worth it? Because like you said, with you and your husband, he was quote-unquote normal one day, correct?
Yeah.
And he got sick just the next day, just that quick.
Yeah. It was Sunday afternoon. We went to church that morning. Everything was fine. Sunday in the middle of the night, he woke up and said, "Hey, I feel like I'm having a little bit of hard time breathing." I said, "Well, let me call the ambulance." He said, "No, I can drive." We were about 10 minutes from the hospital. He drove himself to the hospital. He backed in. He has never seen or driven since that day.
Wow.
And it was like, wow. From that day, from when I saw him walk out of the door, that was the last time I ever saw him walk. That's the last time he ever saw me. So it's like, when you look at things, it's like, oh my goodness, wow. One of the things, that particular year was our 30th year anniversary. And I was just like, man, I wish we would have had that 30-year party in June, because in October, he would no longer be able to see me. He'd no longer be able to walk. Everything that we had was over October 16th, 2017. Everything.
Wow.
So it's, now I'm his caregiver. You know, yes, I'm his wife on paper, but really I'm his caregiver, basically. And it's so funny because it's like, you know, one of the hospitals we were at, one of the social workers told me, she said, "You know, I'm going to tell you, if you want to leave him here and let me find him a house, a place to live in, a group home," she said, "I'm giving you the opportunity to walk away right now." At that time, my
No!
Oh, absolutely. He didn't even know who I was. His brain damage is 30 to 40% of his brain. The first couple of months, it was crazy. For 3 months, he didn't have any idea who I was. And that's what she said. If you leave him now, he may not ever remember you. And she said, "I'm just letting you know, this may be all you get. And do you want to take care of somebody who do not know you?" And it was like, oh, my goodness, what? And I said, "But we've been married 30 years. And she said, "Ma'am, marriage is over for you. It's over." So she said, "This is what you're left with."
And this is the social worker?
Oh, yeah. At first, I was so mad and angry at her. But then I thanked God for her, because she told me the truth. I needed
to hear. And she gave you your option. Whether you like them or not, she gave you your option.
That's it. She didn't sugarcoat. Other people come in, "Well, maybe he'll get better." Tell me the truth. Tell me what I'm dealing with. And she did exactly that. And I'm so glad she did. I'm so glad she did. Because I chose to bring him home after 1 year. And it's been difficult, I'll just say the least. It's been very difficult. And, yes, when I was taking him from the nursing home that day, they said, "Ma'am, you can't do this." And I said, "I'm going to hire staff. And, you know, staff will be there to help me." But now, as of about 7 weeks ago, Rodney has just decided, "Cheryl, I just want you here." So I'm having to rearrange my business and do what I need to do so I can be at home probably, I'm going to say 90% of the time. I don't even go out, but maybe 1 day a week. Yeah, I go up to my office maybe 1 day a week, and then I do other things here at home. So it's like, thank God. God does everything well, y'all. I initially thought COVID was just such a bad, and oh, the pandemic, da-da-da. But it's changed the way we do business. It's changed a lot of things. And for a lot of people, it's been a pandemic. It hasn't been a pandemic. So many people have earned more money than they've ever earned before. Because when you're forced to take a look at your own life, y'all, you can either be bitter or better. Which one are you going to be? It's your choice. Your choice, you know. It's not up to anybody else. Yes.
And that's how we can look at all of the transitions that we'll go through in our lives.
Absolutely.
As I was as I was sharing with you, I have a daughter who's 18. Finished up her freshman year in college, and she's choosing to be 18. Choosing to be 18. So as we go through our transitions, we can allow these transitions to make us bitter or better. As you were saying, and Adrian left, as you were saying, how old was he when he passed away?
He was almost three. He was like seven days and 3 years old. He left a legacy so big.
That's what I was going to say. This little boy left a legacy that some people live, you know, a complete 90 years, and they don't have that type of impression that they have left on people.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing, you guys. You've got to know that God has a perfect will for your life. He has a perfect plan. And what we need to do is just like swimming, or it's just like getting into a river or something. We've got to catch that current, y'all. We got to catch that current. Yeah. And we've got to know, number one, this is from God. Number two, that he intends for us to walk in authority. And number three, he wants us to succeed on a level that I tell people all the time, I have a goal, then I have a better goal, and then I have a goal, God, blow my mind. See, he wants to get us to where we trust and believe that he's going to blow our mind. Every month, y'all, I have to replace my husband's salary. My husband was a truck driver making a whole bunch of money. So it was like, okay, I had my salary, but now I have to replace him. When they told me he would never work again, I was like, oh, no, shut up. What? He'll never work. It's like, okay. So for me,
as wives, we can get spoiled.
Yes, very.
With what our husbands can provide for us materialistically. Yes.
Definitely. So we have to just know that we are warriors, and we just have to walk in authority, y'all. And I can't say that enough, because transitions are going to come. Whether it means, hey, you lose your job. You know, one of my son's friends, the whole marketing department, when COVID started in March, in April, they laid off everybody. They said everybody gone. That job has not returned. And it's so funny, because some people might be so dead set, oh, I want to do this, and I want to stay in my field. Sometimes we have to kind of go with the flow, kind of change our mindset. Look at what can work for you and your family. So many people have been allotted the time to work at home, and guess what? Their children have been at home with, you know, what is it called, virtual learning. So that's been a blessing to be at home with your children, you know? So it's so many things. You have to just sit back and say, God does everything well, y'all, and we have to believe that. And we just got to get in that flow and know, thank you, God, for doing that well for me. Thank you, God, for, hey, blowing my mind, you know? So definitely.
Well, two things. The first thing is watch what you ask for, because you just might get it.
Hello.
And a lot of people, and a lot of people said, I wish I didn't have to go to this job and go to this job every day. And now they're at home.
Hello.
And me, I've been a stay-at-home mom for, well, it says stay-at-home, but it really means do everything for everybody.
Hello, that's exactly what it means.
I've been at home for 13 years, and I've always said, I want to know what's going on in that classroom.
Yep.
And so now, when the kids learning.
Yes.
So this past school year, it started last year, I was able to listen in, and I have a high schooler. At the time, I had a high schooler, a middle schooler, and an elementary schooler.
Oh, wow.
And then my husband's job was at home. Now, I was used to being at home by myself during the day. Once everybody left, I would do my devotions, go for my walk, or do my exercise, come back, get a cup of tea, run the little errands, go grocery shopping, you know, that type of thing. And actually, the virus started during our spring break. So I'm thinking, Yeah, so I'm thinking I just got the kids for a week. We're going to hang out. We're going to ride around Texas.
Right.
The first year that we had the opportunity to ride around Texas. So we'll go, you know, leave Dallas, go to San Antonio, go to Waco, go to Austin, visit some family in Houston. I had my little mental plan ready.
Yeah.
Well, got to the grocery store, there was no toilet paper, and I'm wondering why is there no toilet paper at the grocery store?
Definitely.
So I went from nobody being at home to all five of us being at home. And that was a big transition because once the school system sent out the schedule for the day, it was, wait a minute, what you mean lunch for an hour? I got a break for an hour. And then having an elementary school student, that hour goes by fast. That means you got to fix lunch for them. I'm not used to fixing breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I wanted to know what was going on in that classroom, and this is the way God allowed me to see what was going on in the high school classroom, in the middle school classroom,
all of them,
and the elementary school classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I actually have "God Blow My Mind" written on my mirror in Expo marker. Take your Expo markers, your write-on whiteboard markers. Take those dry erase markers, write it on your mirror. Blow my mind, God. And every single time, God will blow your mind. But
you have
to be careful because when you say that, it's going to come. It has never come the way I expected it.
Hello.
It is going to come the way and in a package that you're not going to expect.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I tell people this. Many times people say ask, believe, receive. I believe you have to believe first that what you ask will be received. So I believe it's believe, ask, believe, receive. See, you have to believe, first of all, before you even ask. Okay, do I believe that God, I can even have this? Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask God for it. Okay, after you ask God, do you believe that God is going to give you what you ask for? Yes, that's when you receive it, y'all. Because here's the deal. God is listening to the people who truly believe their prayers. I know people who pray out, but that don't mean they believe what they pray. They just saying some words. But it's not until that word gets engrafted down inside of you and you feel the fire, you know, and it's just like, oh, yeah, this is going down. This is for me. This is absolutely happen in my life. That's what you need. Definitely.
Yeah. And is there, because we're going to talk about something real special in a minute. So we're going to wrap up this transition. Anything else you want to tell us or give us some tips on dealing with transition or coping with transition?
I think the main thing is acceptance. And then you guiding your way out of it. And here's the deal. Some people need friends and family or a therapist or whatnot. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Some people just need your prayers. Some people need to sit down with the clinical therapist and hash through it and work through it. Or some people just need a good friend. And, hey, I'm the type of, hey, let's go and sit across from each other at the, you know, wherever. We can go to Starbucks or we can go to a restaurant. It don't matter. Sometimes you just need to talk to someone. And really, when you're talking to someone, sometimes they don't even really need to give you advice. You just need somebody to listen to you. Because you can work. Everybody pretty much has that. Everybody knows right from wrong. So they know that. They just need somebody to listen to them, you know. So I just encourage you to find your tribe. If that's one person, if that's two people, I have two best friends. And I tell people I have my inner court, my outer court, and my holiest of holiest. My holiest of holiest is my husband. Even though he may understand everything that I'm saying now, since he has brain damage 30 to 40%, I tell him everything in my life. My inner court are my two best friends. I tell them not as much, but I tell them quite a bit. And then my outer court are my other friends. I have a lot of people in the outer court. But you have to know where you can go and what you can share with what person. Everybody can't take everything that's going on in your life. You'll sit up and see it on Facebook. You'll sit up and they done called five people and told them about it. And then those five people tell five people. Then it's 50 people know what's going on in your life. And it's like, what? This was a secret.
Look. And by the time it gets to person number 35, they got the story all wrong anyway.
It's like, girl, did you know she was leaving him? It's like, what?
Yes, she left him. She just went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
She's back.
Oh, she just went to the grocery store. What are you talking about? Yeah. And that's the thing. People don't think married couples can get mad at each other. We absolutely can get mad at each other. But we also know don't go to bed with the wrath, you know? So we might be up all night. Hello. That don't mean we're going to be open. We might just be up all night.
Definitely.
Yes. So I would say that's the first part about transition is just acceptance and finding a way to get better and to learn how to deal with it. You know, there was a real cool show on The New Normal. I don't even know if that show is still on or not, but the title was just so engaging to me because, yeah, we're going to always be faced with new normals. And just like with this pandemic, I know people that were absolutely, since they've been going to church online, they're not going back. And they're perfectly okay with that. I'm not to judge anybody. You know, I don't want to judge anybody. I don't want anybody judging me. So I tell people, do what you know to do in your heart. You see, God, you're supposed to have a personal relationship with God. God's not going to lead you in the wrong direction. You know where God is leading you. Do what you need to do. Now, my beliefs may be totally different from your beliefs, but you do what you need to do for you and your family. You know, just always have the approval. One of the things that Tyler Perry said, it doesn't matter if 50 million people are against you. If you just have one yes from God, that's all you need.
That is all you need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today about transition.
Yes.
You are going to, and as of right now, you are now a part of my tribe.
Stop being your tribe.
I hope your two girlfriends not going to get jealous.
No, they won't, girl. They so loving.
But you are part of my tribe. So now we are going to transition, and
okay.
I want you to tell me. I heard you over at Microsoft, the Microsoft store. It had to be over a year ago because it was pre-COVID.
I heard you speak.
I think it was in February of 2020, right?
Yes, it was.
So I want you to talk to us about Queen of Hearts and tell us about the Queen of Hearts.
Okay, well, I am a Dallas social worker on the journey to international motivator. I tell people that's my tagline because that's really what I'm going for. I will always be involved in social work and always keep my company, but my goal is to change the hearts and minds for men and women that are going through stuff. I believe I can inspire people because I've been through a lot, y'all. Death of my mom. My dad just died October 14th, 2020. And it's so funny because I was not expecting that, but he was 94 years old. But he was not sick, and I just thought, well, fuck it. Why did he die? I wasn't expecting that. I knew God was going to give him to 100 years old, y'all. But the thing is, we have to be ready for the unexpected. So Cheryl Jones is about just helping people on their journey, y'all. Whether you want to start a business, grow a business, or sell that business, I want to help you do that. I am a business coach who absolutely loves helping people. And I also have a group, and I call this my nonprofit, even though it's not a legal nonprofit, but I put a lot of money into it like it is a nonprofit. So it's called What? Women Having a Talk. I offer events, y'all, and my events are life-changing. Okay, so I'm doing my next event is in September 25th. That's the one that's open to the public, and it is called Power Talk 2021. Six individuals, three men, three women, will do a power subject. It is going to be phenomenal. And I don't know if y'all know Fran Harris. She used to play for the WNBA. She is going to be one of my power speakers, y'all. I'm so excited about that because not only is she a beautiful person, she's been through a lot. She has been through a lot. Huh?
What's her name? Fran?
Fran, F-R-A-N,
okay.
Fran Harris. And I don't know what team she played on, but when the WNBA first came out, she was, I think they won the first championship. Yeah, so she's been a championship ball player, and she is amazing. But Okay, so that's September 25th. And if you want to connect with me, I would say become my Facebook friend. I'm Cheryl, Sheryl Jones. And you'll see a top 50 businesswomen. I have on purple. You'll see me, Cheryl Jones from Dallas, Texas, or I may say Mansfield, Texas. So just connect with me that way. That's the best way. And I am a texter and a Facebook messenger. So if you ever need to talk to someone or anything, I would say first become my Facebook friend. But if you're not on Facebook, just text me. My phone number is 972-750-2631. I love to help people. And here's the deal, y'all. I may not be able to give you everything that you need, but I can definitely point you in the right direction because I think what we need now are real friends in a real world. That's what we need. Definitely.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Well, Lady Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, let me let you know, I am so excited to finally get you on the show. I was just so excited when you said, "Did I miss our date?" And I was like, "Oh, good, she remembered."
Yeah.
I think both of us kind of didn't respond. One didn't respond, didn't reply. We didn't have a date, a time set in stone. And I have been wanting you to come on the show after I heard you at Microsoft. And with me being a transplant, not from Dallas, I love finding out about Dallas. Finding out new restaurants. What was the quote unquote old Dallas like? What was Dallas like in the 70s? What was Dallas like in the 60s? Did the TV show really depict Dallas?
White Dallas and Black Dallas.
Say, what would you say?
I said it's very skewed because they're back then it was White Dallas and a Black Dallas. So,
Yes. Now, since I've been out here, when my mother-in-law came to visit, we did go and ride past Southport. So we have seen what it looked like on the outside. I just put her in the car, and we just rode. So that was on one of our rides one day, was going out to Southport. And then the first time I went to Fort Worth, it reminded me of the conversations that J.R. Ewing would have with whoever. And remember how the show used to come on and it would show the skyline and the top of Dallas?
Yes.
So some of that's true, but some of that's not true as well. And then yesterday I actually rode to downtown Dallas, like on the riverfront.
Down there.
So that was one of my first times going down there, and I've noticed that there is a lot of regentrification. And that's not only taking place in Dallas, but in lot of the other metropolitan cities all over the country.
Absolutely.
Look, we could have a whole nother conversation about that big transition. So since I've been here, I have thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed myself, especially the restaurant. I have a saying that I haven't had a bad meal yet. Since I've been in Texas, it's terrible. It is terrible. I have gained so much weight. I have not had a bad meal yet. We've had bad service at a couple of places we're not going to name. But when I tell you I have not had a bad meal, I have not met a bad meal in Texas yet. So, yet again, if you ever need me for anything, feel free to get in touch with me. Feel free to call me, inbox me. You have my email address. And thank you so much for this opportunity. We're going to pray. Anything else you want to tell the audience before we go?
No, just remember, don't be bitter. Always get better. that's it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I appreciate it. I love being on and sharing with others. So thank you.
Fantastic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this month. We will be back with you in September. And transition will probably, well, transition will be our word for the month of September as well. And we'll have someone else on discussing transition and how to navigate through the transitions that they have been through as well. We'll all go through transitions, as Lady Cheryl said, but we've got to get better and not bitter. And while you were talking, I did take my notes. And just like with any situation, when we first get our new transition, we become numb. But we can't allow that numbness to not allow us to raise our hands and surrender totally to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And we're going to have to retrain our thinking, because we were taught ask, believe, and receive. Now we're going to be taught to believe first, because once you actually believe it in your heart, then your heart can tell your mouth and your spirit to go to the Father and ask for it. And let me tell you, when you go to God and ask for it, you have to leave yourself open for some transitions, because some transitions are going to take place. So leave yourself open and available for those transitions to take place, and then you will receive exactly what you asked for.
Yes.
Thank you so, so much for sharing with us today. I love my new word. I learned a new word today, the paydemic.
Yeah, so, the paydemic. Yeah.
Yes, the paydemic. Some people, they said there are going to be three types of people that come out of this pandemic. Those some people are going to be broke, some people are going to be filthy rich, and the other people are going to sit back and watch everything that took place and do nothing.
Yep.
They'll just be in the same place where they were. So as the your son's friend's marketing department was demolished, now it's up to him to build his own marketing department at his own business. Everything that you've been trained for to do for somebody else, it's up for us now to put those things and those skills in action to do for ourselves.
So true.
Yeah. All right. Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you once again, we just thank you and praise you, Lord, for today, Lord God. Wherever we are, whether it's hot, cold, warm, wet, dry, we thank you, Lord. Lord, give us the strength, the internal wherewithal, just to raise our hands and totally surrender to you. A lot of times, Lord, we go and we talk to other people and we whine and complain, when we could just raise our hands and totally surrender to you, Lord. We thank you, God. We praise you. We glorify you. And we lift up your holy name. Lord God, we ask right now that you touch Lady Cheryl and her husband Rodney in an amazing way, God. Continue to let their light shine. Whatever Lady Cheryl needs, Lord God, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, or financial, Lord God, please provide for her. Your word says you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for being right by her side and right by Rotten's side. Give her the rest she needs. Give her the peace she needs, the joy she needs to be a 24-hour caregiver. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift up your holy name. Please continue to touch Kayla Padgett and Josie's Inspirations. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you again.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Cheryl, for joining us today. And, you know, I'm going to talk to you later on this afternoon. Have a wonderful day.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.